Speaking of coming back or refusing to, the White House is defending President Bush's decision to turn down an invitation to the NAACP convention in Philadelphia. But some observers are asking whether Mr. Bush's absence means the Republican Party has written off the black vote. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this report.
Delegates to the NAACP's 95th annual convention had a chance to hear John Kerry up close and in a surprisingly animated way yesterday.
It is not enough, my brother, to say you have faith when there are no deeds. Faith without works is dead.
He engaged in the call and response that's familiar to many black churchgoers, and for a guy who's generally thought to have as much personality as, well, as Dick Cheney, he outdid himself, says Ronald Walters, a political analyst and professor of politics and government at the University of Maryland, College Park.
I thought it was the best speech that African Americans are likely to hear in this campaign season. It wasn't a perfect speech, but I think he hit so many of the right points.
Kerry praised the NAACP for its passionate civil rights advocacy and lambasted the current administration for creating two Americas of haves and have-nots. Walters says Kerry totally connected with his audience.
I think that people are going to go away saying that, all right, this is our guy.
But what about the other guy? You know, the one who's running to keep his job. At the Republican National Convention in 2000, Colin Powell gave delegates specific guidelines about what it would take to elect George Bush and build a black voter base.
The party must follow the governor's lead in reaching out to minority communities, and particularly the African American community. And not just during an election year campaign. My friends, if we're serious about this, it must be every day, and it must be for real.
And to some degree, the party listened. Tara Wall, a young African American, is the press secretary for outreach and communications for the Republican National Committee. She's been crisscrossing the country with RNC Chair Ed Gillespie to emphasize the party's continued interest in black voters.
This is what we're doing as part of our ongoing effort to say we want you to be on board with us, and here's some of the reasons why you can support this president.
Don Morgan already does. He's a businessman in Irvine, California, and president of the California Black Republican Council. Morgan says the Bush campaign needs to concentrate on grassroots support.
President Bush's efforts for the black vote need to be down in the community, within the neighborhoods, and not at the organization like NAACP.
Courting the NAACP probably wouldn't have done much good anyway, says Ron Walters, who says Bush isn't the only president to square off with the advocacy organization.
This is something that really began back in the Ronald Reagan days, when Ronald Reagan deliberately tried to install a more conservative leadership in the black community. It really sparked a long-term animosity between him and other conservative presidents and the NAACP.
The NAACP launched a court challenge to Florida's vote tallies in 2000. Reason enough, perhaps, for a president who was widely considered thin-skinned about personal criticism to blow off their invitation. The Urban League's offer presents Bush with a second chance to reach black voters, and he's taking it. He's appeared before them in earlier years. He and Kerry are both expected to address the League, a venerated social services organization with strong corporate ties, in Detroit next week at its convention. Ron Walters is guessing this was a strategic decision.
And I think that if I were thinking like Karl Rove, it would be that the president would not altogether ignore the black community, but he would pick the more moderate of the two organizations.
The Urban League's offer presents Bush with a second chance to reach black voters, and he's taking it. He's addressed the League, a venerated civic organization with strong corporate ties, twice before. Both Bush and Kerry are expected to speak at the League's convention in Detroit next week. But will moderate blacks consider supporting George Bush and the GOP? Tara Wall says yes.
There are people who are still surprised to some degree to see African-American Republicans. But then, you know, I'm meeting more and more. I mean, we are growing.
The Republican Party is hoping they grow fast enough to do them some good by November 2nd. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.